This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says American forces have struck another weapons storage facility in eastern Syria used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard and affiliated groups. Austin released a statement calling the move a precision self-defense strike carried out in response to a series of attacks against U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria. He also said the U.S. is fully prepared to take further measures to protect U.S. personnel and facilities while urging against further escalation. U.S. military officials say Iranian-backed forces have targeted U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria at least 41 times in less than a month. Most of these attacks were disrupted by the military or failed to reach their targets, causing no casualties or damage to infrastructure. The attacks have injured 46 U.S. military personnel, while with injuries ranging from traumatic brain injuries to shrapnel or perforated eardrums. A new poll finds Americans divided on the Israel-Hamas war. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
A survey asked U.S. respondents about Israel's counterattack to the Hamas assault on October 7th. 38% say it's been appropriate. 18% say it has not gone far enough, while 40% say Israel has gone too far. That's according to a poll conducted in early November by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. More Americans, 44%, now describe Israel as an ally that shares U.S. interests and values compared to 32% in August. Only about 36% say it is very or extremely important to provide aid to Israel's military. I'm Jennifer King.
Gaza's Interior Ministry says at least 19 people were killed in an Israeli airstrike on a house near a hospital in North Gaza's Jabalia refugee camp on Wednesday. The attack would be the third on Gaza's largest refugee camp in a week if confirmed.